response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is Randy Fiveash. He's the director of the Connecticut Office of Tourism, and that's one thing that this show is for, is tourism in the state of Connecticut. There's so many things to do in this tiny little state. People don't realize what's going on, Randy, and that's one thing I wanted to have you in, you know, to talk about. We're a little state, but there's so many things to do. And don't worry, you can cross the river. It'll be okay. We were talking earlier, you know, you came from Kentucky.
I did.
To come up from Kentucky to Connecticut was kind of a different culture shock, I guess you could say, in traveling to go do different things.
Well, it was. And thank you for having me, Joy. It's great to be with you this morning. Yeah, you know, it was. I did move here from Kentucky. It was about 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago. And I was amazed when I came here. But a couple of things. One was I was absolutely amazed for Connecticut to be such a small state. It's such a great diversity of tourism product here. It's just an amazing state here, and the things that are here in Connecticut. But I was amazed, as you say, I moved here from Kentucky, and Kentucky is a much, much larger state. And so when I would cross Kentucky, it would take 6 to 7 hours or so to go from one side of the state to the other side of the state, two time zones. So you cross two time zones. And a lot of rivers, a lot of lakes. And so when I moved here to Connecticut, I would ask people to come to Hartford, where our office is, for a meeting. And I would automatically get folks to say, yeah, I got to cross that river.
Yeah.
I'm going,
yeah, the mighty river Connecticut.
The mighty river. And I would go, what river is that? So, but it's been great. We've loved living here. It's a great state, great tourism state. $15.5 billion a year industry here.
For a little state, that's significant.
A lot of people. Over 120,000 people, Connecticut people, are employed by tourism here in Connecticut. 120,000 families are touched in some way by tourism here in Connecticut.
And that's one of the things, too, that we have everything in the state. I mean, we're not landlocked. We have the oceans or the sound, but there's also mountains to the north.
You know, there is, and as I mentioned, a great diversity of product here. There are everything from the oceans, the good, really, really good beaches, state parks, great state parks. There's a great passport to the Parks Passport program going on now for state residents. Mm-hmm. So it makes them free for those who have a license plate, so state parks license plate, I mean a state license plate. So the state parks, the ocean, and you get on up into the mountains, as you say, the great, especially in the fall, the beautiful foliage that we're getting ready.
We're getting ready for that.
Getting ready another couple of weeks. It'll be peak fall foliage time. And then all the attractions, your Mystic Aquarium, Mystic Seaport, the Connecticut Science Center, Mark Twain, all the arts and culture, the theaters that we have here. Six Tony Award-winning theaters. It's just amazing what is here. So,
and it's in our backyard.
In our backyard.
We can, you know, you can travel 10 minutes in either direction, and there's going to be something to do, either, like you said, a state park, a concert venue, museums is another. There are fabulous museums in the state that people have never been to, but yet the same people say there's nothing ever to do in the state.
Absolutely. You know, we got world-class. That's the other part of this thing, is that we've got world-class museums. The Yale Museum of Art, for example, is just world class. New Britain Museum of Art, world class. We got some terrific museums here, and they're all the house museums. As I mentioned, Mark Twain, for example, is a great one. Florence Griswold, mm-hmm, is another one. Harriet Beecher Stowe, next door to Mark Twain, is a terrific, all of historical, just a great history here. It's just amazing.
There's so many things on ctvisit.com in the events section where there's something going on every single weekday in the state. Get out, people. Visit some of those things. Grab the family. You know, if it's a rainy day, there's plenty of indoor things to do. If it's a beautiful day like we have coming up this weekend, there's dozens and dozens of things to do this weekend. There's something every weekend going on in the state, really not too far. So if you are afraid to cross the river or go into another county, don't worry. There's probably something going on right in your own backyard you have no idea about.
There really is. And the great thing about Connecticut as well is year-round, and this truly is year-round, but especially this time of year, there's some terrific events
yes.
that are going on. So Connecticut is one of those states that is not afraid to throw an event.
No.
They just had a great event and a lot of multicultural events throughout the year. But this time of year, there's some great events. I'll give you a great example. Southington Apple Harvest Festival is coming up in Southington, October 4th through the 6th, and October 11th through the 13th. It's a six-day harvest festival, and it's in its 51st year. So it's a great, this is going to be a great time, a lot of variety of apple-themed competitions and a fritter eating contest.
Oh, the fritters, oh my gosh.
Oh, man, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the one that is just terrific, you got it. People that are anywhere close to Westport have to do this. And I've done it, and it's just terrific. New England Chowder Fest.
Yes.
Is just the annual tasting event and competition for the best chowder in soup and bisque in New England. And that's coming up October 6th. So, you know, that's just a couple of them. But they happen all year round, but especially in the fall.
Yeah.
Terrific time.
You know, the leaf, the foliage, the pumpkins. I mean, there's all the corn mazes. There's pumpkin contests. Connecticut does fall very well.
They do fall very well. You know, the Connecticut Garlic and Harvest Festival in Bethlehem, August the 12th through the 13th, the Fine Arts Crafts Festival at Roseland Cottage coming up mid-October 19th through the 20th. So some great events, absolute great events. So
and that's the thing, they're right around, they're easy. You can get, anyone can go to them.
Absolutely.
You know, we have a festival for garlic.
Yep.
I mean, think about that. There's a festival for everything, and
absolutely.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
To get out, see the sights, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. You can do some of these things, or you can just go to CTVisit.com. If you got a couple of weeks, you know that, you know, the kids won't have soccer or hockey or fall baseball because that's wrapping up. There's plenty of time to do these things now on weekends. Get the family together, spend it as a family, and go out and do something on the weekend in this little
absolutely.
State. Like I say, we went from, you know, foliage to a chowder festival on the shoreline.
Absolutely.
It's an hour and a half away from each other. It's not rocket science. You can do these things.
It's not. And the other thing Connecticut does extremely well is we celebrate our holidays, all the holidays, no matter what they are, year-round. And, of course, we've got a great one coming up on Halloween. And Pumpkin Town, USA. Now, what other state has a Pumpkin Town?
Oh, you know, that place, Paul and Sandy's.
Isn't that fun? Yeah. Pumpkin Town in East Hampton, open through October, has got the great non-scary Halloween attraction. It's a great attraction there. And so go down to East Hampton and go to Pumpkin Town, USA. A lot of activities. Features a village complete with a post office and a saloon. And a lot more things down there. And then the graveyard shift ghost tours at the Mark Twain House.
Ooh, that would be
fun.
Nice.
That's fun there, yeah. It's great. So we celebrate holidays no matter what they are in Connecticut and just have a great time doing it. And Halloween's coming up, so get down and to these and other places, a lot of other Halloween spots. So you can find them all on ctvisit.com.
And what's your favorite Halloween candy?
It's not a curveball. I'm still a candy corn kind of guy.
Candy corn, okay.
Yeah, I'm still a candy corn kind of guy.
Okay.
You know? I'm an old South guy, so I'm from the South, as you can tell by the way I talk. We eat a lot of candy corn down there, you know, from way back.
Some candy corn and sweet tea, huh?
Sweet tea, candy corn, sweet tea.
I love it. Yeah. Well, Randy, thank you for coming in this morning. I appreciate it. We're going to do this again because, like I said, there's so many things in the state to do. It's never ending, and that's what I want to let people know, that there's events going on every weekend. There's just something to do that people can get out there. You know, little state, travel a little bit, see the state. You live in New England for a reason. You live in Connecticut for a reason. You know, adventure out into that reason and see some of the things in the state that you chose to live in and raise your family.
Absolutely. It's right in your own backyard. It's very close. There's so much to see so close.
So, Randy, I appreciate it. Once again, it's Randy Fiveash, the director of the Connecticut Office of Tourism. You can get more info at ctvisit.com. And if anyone out there has any events they want to send me, you can do that. Go to the website, wtic.com. You can find my email and send me some stuff. And love to have you on. Talk about all these things that go on in the state that you should be a part of. Get out, adventure, and visit Connecticut. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.